Blog Talk Radio.
In every age from eternal hell.
He delivers from all evils and from the most determined foes. David celebrated his delivering mercy when he sang, "For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Psalm 116:8-9. How sweetly encouraging is this, to view Jesus as our present deliverer in every season of trouble and in all circumstances of danger, to know that he is ready to arise for our rescue and appear for our deliverance. What need we to fear? Why should we indulge our gloomy apprehensions? He has already conquered every foe, and whenever he appears, all flee before his face. There is such majesty in his countenance, such terror in his frown, and such love in his heart toward his people, that whenever he appears on their behalf, all their enemies melt away like snow and depart as a midnight dream. O gracious deliverer of your people, deliver my soul from the power of sin, the influence of the world, the force of temptation, the deceitfulness of my own heart, and the designs of all my foes. Keep me by your mighty power, through faith, unto salvation. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 18:2. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. Psalm 144. We shall be like him, James Smith, the love of Christ, the fullness, freeness, and immutability of the Saviour's grace displayed. We are predestined to be conformed to Christ's image, but now we groan, being burdened with sin. Now we are grieved because our tempers are so unlovely, our feelings are so carnal, our minds are so wandering, and our hearts are so depraved. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. We shall be exactly like him, in every sentiment, feeling, and design. Then selfishness will be forever done away. There will be no more rebellion in the will, hardness in the heart, wandering in the affections, guilt in the conscience, or blindness in the understanding. But every faculty will be perfect in holiness, and the whole soul filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We shall be like him. Then we shall be perfect in knowledge. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. We shall be like him. Then we shall be perfect in love. We shall love God perfectly and supremely. We shall love all who love Christ, even as we love ourselves. We shall be like him. Then we shall be perfect in happiness. Every wish will be gratified, every desire fulfilled, every prayer answered. We shall be like him. Then we shall be glorious. Is Jesus enthroned? We shall sit with him on his throne. Is Jesus crowned? He will give unto us an unfading crown of glory. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thank you.
Thank you.